Friendships are hard, and when you turn 40, 50, 60 and beyond, they get even harder. But have you ever wondered what actually defines friendship? What does it mean to be a good friend? And does such a thing as a best friend actually exist? Hi, I'm Agata, and I make videos about being 40. Please do not listen to anything I'm saying. So what does it mean to be a good friend? Well, if I was to list characteristics of a good friend that matter to me, I would probably say this. A good friend to me is somebody who really, really listens and understands me on a granular level. Somebody who understands the nuances of my thought process, who knows what I mean, even if I'm not articulating it well. A good friend will make time for you, no matter how many backflips and rearrangements they have to make in the background to find time. At the end of the day, they will make it look effortless because they are just happy to see you. It is somebody who, after a long period of no contact, would text me with, "How are you?" just as a show of intent and interest, even if it is superficial. But then there are so many variables and factors that are the makeup of a good friendship that not a single person will ever fulfill it. Most of the people that you know and call friends don't have those characteristics. And that's what made me challenge the understanding of a friendship and identify truths that people don't seem to be talking about. Maybe it's just me. Number one, friendships are not for life, and that is fine. Friendships are fluid. Throughout your life, you will have grown circles. Those circles would have declined or disappeared completely. You would have rebuilt new circles and so on. In my other video, I talk extensively about why my social circle has declined as I turned 40. And to recap there, I would put it down to four reasons. Number one for me is, if you're 40 without any kids, you lose the entire component of social circle that is made up of other parents, that is made up of connections through school and events and so on. Number two is, I have left my home country many, many years ago. And any friendships that would have stemmed from childhood or early school years, university, all of that would have disappeared over the years. Number three for me is simply losing friends. I have lost friends through reasons that I cannot explain. I have lost friends probably due to growth. I have lost friends because of my own behaviors that would push people away. And number four was definitely not unique to me, but it was COVID and a move to working from home, whereby I've always relied on meeting people through work, and I'm not ashamed to say that. But perhaps what we also don't realize is that temporary friendships are also friendships. When you are part of something in a moment, even if it is work, the common purpose is what links us. I have confided in people in work in a way that I haven't confided to anyone else. And even though I don't see these people anymore, they were the right people at the right time in the right place for me to have this moment of cleansing and sharing my experience. I still think about these conversations now, and I still learn something. So yeah, maybe friendships are purely situational. Number two for me is, perhaps controversial, best friends don't exist, and at least not in a way that we expect it. I struggle with the concept of best friend, and especially the overuse of the term. It may be fully deserved, and don't let me minimize your relationships because of my bitter skepticism, but if I was to continue with my cynical streak, I would say that the weight that the label of a best friend carries is heavy, and I don't really want that job. The expectations towards a best friend are huge. And that is setting the relationship to fail, because nobody will ever be able to be everything for you all at once. Friends come in categories. Some are there to give advice, some are there for love, some are there to go and have a drink with, some are there that are good to go to in moments of crisis. Some of the people that I know would be absolutely shit in crisis and probably would make things quite worse. Which leads me to number three, and that is, friends will probably disappoint you in time of need. How many times you were helped more by strangers than by your friends? I do think that part of the reason is that the good in people is not really defined by whether they are your friend or not. Of course, hard times will be the greatest indicator of who those good people are. But people are also busy. They have their own shit to deal with. They may live far away. By the time you told them you need them, you will have dealt with all the shit. Plus, we hate asking for help. We don't want to be a burden to anyone. So it may just come down to the fact that I want you, as my friend, to sit down and listen to the aftermath of the shit that I went through. And that is all I will ever need. And number four for me is, we do need friends, but not too much. As we turn 40 or later, we only tend to need friends when we need them. And if those moments of need don't align, then of course there is disappointments. I'm sure you've been in a situation whereby you fancy talking to somebody and had time, and that person was not available. Similarly, you probably weren't available for them when they needed you. It is hard to maintain a friendship and give it enough attention when you are busy with family life, husbands, wives, careers, and so on. But these are my truths, and they are probably fueled with bitter disappointments throughout my life. What are your experiences? Do you think I'm being fair in my judgments? Please share in your comments, and see you next time.